This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What could that sound be?
Las Vegas. Thank you. It's the Robert Scott Bell.
That's right. It's live from Las Vegas. I think we did. Super Don, did you get that from an old, that was an old recording when we did a Vegas episode before.
Yeah. I, believe it or not, I still hang on to stuff from, you know, like 10 years ago. That was, yeah, from the NNFA, the Live at the Sands in Las Vegas from years ago.
Right. Spirited Away. I've got an old friend of yours here. It's like family reunion time. Cranking it up on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jerry Doyle from Epic Times.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey.
I'm in this health food store, Don.
Yeah.
It's like it's a foreign language.
He looks very,
I'm looking at all the labels. None of this makes sense.
Jerry's a big guy, but I didn't tell him this was going to be like an experimental hour while he'll be with us.
Oh, is this like an intervention? A health intervention?
A health intervention for Jerry.
Oh, my
Gordon.
God.
I just wanted to see what, you know, the expressions on your face as you looked at products here, because I know we talk about this stuff on your show from time to time, but
yeah.
I just don't know how much you reach for actually what I tell you.
No, I do. Yeah. I take, like, I'm a Bill Murray in What About Bob? Baby steps, baby
yeah.
steps, baby steps. And because I'm afraid that if I, like, did a massive health move 180 degrees from my normal toxic lifestyle for the last 58 years, that my body would just run away from me. It would just be like, no, it's too much.
And I support you in that. You know that. It's like moving at your pace, because we got a lot of folks that are in trouble. We know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so you know, everybody listening, Epic Times is the, you know, home for Jerry Doyle on the internet now. And he's also welcomed us into the Epic Times family. So if you ever miss a show, you can go to the Epic Times podcast as well. And by the way, right now, we are at the Naturally Organic Healing Center in Las Vegas, thanks to JC, and going to be doing a lecture after the show. But if you want to be down part of the live broadcast in Las Vegas, come on over. Let's see, where are we at?
It's on the corner of Buffalo and Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Right near the unhealthy McDonald's.
Right, yeah, just bypass that.
With the huge PlayStation.
If you happen to stop by there, just come on in, we'll detox you. In fact, in my lecture yesterday, I lectured at a place called Go Raw Cafe. And it was a great guy that owns the place, really nice. And, you know, this crowd, obviously my crowd, I can talk about some things. I said, listen, if you can go to the drive-thru and not at least get the runs, you're not healthy, right?
Yeah.
If you can go to the drive-thru and not throw it right back up, there's some problems in your body, because that food is just not sustaining healthy human life. And they were laughing at it, but some of the young kids came in that were, it was interesting to me to see some, you know, 20-somethings coming in and eating that way. I guess the kids are a little bit different than when I was growing up, because it was the four food groups of pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips. We grew up that way.
Delicious.
Yeah, you knew that. I know.
Just throw some bacon and cheese on that.
Exactly. And deep fry. You could deep fry a shoe and it would taste good.
Yeah.
You don't even need some dipping sauce. But Let me ask you this, Robert. You know, like people say how your body rejects fast food.
Yeah.
Like if it does for me now. It didn't used to.
Right.
It's just
right.
Like, ooh, yeah. Nature is back. You know?
Yes.
But now it's like people said, like, you can eat good for like 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day a week, you can just blow it out.
Right.
And that your body will reject all that stuff on the seventh day because it's not what your body's used to. And as the reverse, people who eat crappy for 6 days and then try and eat healthy one day, their body rejects that. Is there any truth to that?
Well, listen, you put a good thing in, the body, it doesn't know what to do with it. Honestly, it just suddenly, if it decides to do something good, it'll detox. That's one of the things, your primary thing is get rid of garbage. So that one day you eat well and you feel sick, you say, gee, man, not doing that again. Look at that stuff's going to kill me, right?
Right, yeah.
But it is interesting, if you do 6 days of good and one day of bad. Now, it's all relative to how bad you were before. That one day of bad, if you react negatively to it, that's telling me your body's coming back online. You know, I tell the story how when I was a baby in the 60s, again, we share some New York roots, although it doesn't sound like it. Yeah. You know, I was born in NYU Hospital in Manhattan. I was out in Whitestone, Queens for a while, and we fled the city like a lot of New Yorkers to Florida for a few years in my youth.
Your dad was from Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, yeah, Brooklyn dad, and, you know, great, great stories of that time, going to the Yankee games, he would tell me, and, you know, it's like...
I've never been to Yankee Stadium.
Never been there?
I'm the only New Yorker that's never been
there.
Wow. I was a Mets fan, so I was just
okay.
At Shea Stadium in
Michigan. No, he took me there when I was so young I couldn't remember it, you know, and
now we can't afford it.
Right, exactly.
$2,500 to see the Yankees play for a seat behind home plate. I'm like,
incredible.
$2,500, that would get like four season tickets to the Mets.
Yeah, you know, I know.
In the dugout.
Right.
Back when I was watching the Mets play.
So, I know, the good memories of it. Then you could afford to go, of course.
And then you went to Florida.
Yeah.
Like everyone from New York goes to Florida, but not just for the winter.
No. We stayed and, you know, had a whole shoeless childhood. That was good. Run around barefoot year round. I think that's good. That's why I got my kids back in Florida, and we like it.
Yeah.
We like it a lot. But going back to New York for me is strange. It's you know, that density of living, I just don't, it does not me anymore. You know, it's
kind of, I was a Manhattan kid. You know, I was on Wall Street, and I find myself going back to the city, and I'm like, it's like a culture shock to a certain degree because you're away from it. When you're in it, you know, insanity is normal.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you get out of it and you go back, I mean, I'm in Katz's Delicatessen on Houston Street. I'm, you know, I'm queuing up and then everybody's like, next. And I go, yeah, I'm thinking about next. You know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm a native New Yorker. No, you're not.
You know how similar it is to what you just described as far as the food, too? It's like you're not in it anymore, and you go back to it, you react differently.
Yeah.
You know, your body has a time to bounce out and say, hey, there's something that I don't like, right? Being away from it, going back and saying, nah, not for me anymore. That kind of energy. And same with food. Now, at the time, you know, growing up in New York, the doctors, I was a medical family, they put me on baby formula. No breast milk. Not good. You know, that stuff's old, right? We got the new stuff, newfangled stuff. Put me on the formula, and I projectile vomited it out.
On the formula.
Yeah, I was like going out, and it's like I was a smart kid, you know. I read labels at infancy, right away. Goes, I'm not putting that in my body.
Not today.
But they insisted, and it kept going. Again, that was my downward spiral. It's like you don't know at the time going in, but you learn from the hardship, you learn from the suffering. You know, it's like why I do what I do, and I think you know that is because of what I've gone through. And you know, I appreciate those of you who don't know Jerry Doyle's show. He's on Monday through Friday as well, and you can catch a lot of epictimes.com. But that you welcomed the message that I had, that I felt would not never be accepted in a mainstream kind of way. And I really realize there are a lot that won't. But to be able to communicate it on your show, a joy for me, honestly. We have fun together, but really getting out some things that I don't think a lot of people in talk radio would ever really get to.
Well, it's because a lot of what you do challenges the status quo, and a lot of what radio and the media is the status quo.
Yeah.
And so why would you bring somebody on that wants to swim against the tide? So when you come on, like you think about fat, you know, you're saying you want to be thinner, you want to be healthier, eat more fat, the right kind of fat.
Right.
But the establishment, Congress, all the medical experts, for 50 years have been saying fat's bad. So now we just took, what, 7 trillion calories out of our food to be fat-free, but we've never been fatter.
Mm-hmm.
So this, if you just look at the end product, there's something wrong here with what they're saying, and I like the fact that you bring truth to it and you're willing to challenge the status quo, and that's hard to do from a personal standpoint, a professional standpoint, and a financial standpoint because it's easy to go along.
Yeah.
Make a ton, like if I, my show, I hate all politicians.
Right.
I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Yes.
I think they're all criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot. There's a lot more money in shilling for the Republican or the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
there's a lot more money to be made, but I can't do it. I got to look at myself in the mirror.
Right.
And I think more and more people now are getting hip to what you've been talking about for so long on your show with regard to health, and getting hip to what I talk about on my show with regard to the reality of how the system is designed for, of, and by the system.
Yeah.
And we're you know, we're just byproducts.
I keep asking if there's any negative blowback because we do some controversial health talk, you and I, on your show, and into an audience that maybe not used to it as much. And I have a feeling, because I hear a lot from your listeners, they really do appreciate it. They start doing some things and good results. But, you know, there's always some, even on my show, you'll hear is like, you know, I can't believe you said that, how irresponsible. Has there been any kind of feedback like that?
Not really. I mean, nobody said, I've never listened to your show again. You have that lunatic on.
Right.
But, you know, like Orwell said, truth is the new hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
In a world of universal deceit,
telling
the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And what you've been doing has been revolutionary. and waking up a lot of people's eyes to what works and what doesn't. And it's sooner or later, you can only perpetuate a lie for so long. You can only perpetuate a myth for so long. And sooner or later, people go, but I'm still fat, you know, and I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I'm 23 and I have the metabolism of an 83-year-old. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So everything they're telling us to do benefits someone
right.
to the bottom line. And if you follow the money, you can pretty much understand why bad stuff happens and good stuff doesn't.
Right, right. Hey, all the links are up. We got a lot of stories to cover today. We'll see what we get to, but it's a conversational afternoon here, or morning. I'm usually in the afternoon. I'm not used to this morning show thing.
It's 10 a.m. plus here in Las Vegas. People go, well, you're up early, Jerry. I was. I was up at 3:15 this morning.
Right. Thanks for not calling me then. But
you know, I had some things to do. I was figuring around. It was still too early to call people on the East Coast because it was only 6:15 on a Sunday morning. They'd be like, what's wrong with you? You need to get bailed out?
Yeah.
You know, and then it's too late to call people in Hawaii, so I kind of like do some stuff for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, and then I'm like, I'm getting somebody up because I'm tired of talking to me.
It happened. You know, I'm here in Vegas in a health conference, a medical conference, and one of my good buddies has been in the health freedom battle for years, and he's like a strategist. He's the guy behind the scenes that helps you, you know, navigate dangerous terrains that the lawyers then follow up on, right? And he's up at 4 in the morning waking me up to say, hey, dude, I got to talk to you about something. The strategy's rolling in his head. We've got this meeting going on. And, you know, we're with a group of medical doctors, primarily physicians, that are here in Vegas that are the renegade doctors. They're the intravenous chelation doctors. These are the guys I talk about that are helping people pull the heavy metals out.
Right.
And they're swimming against their own tide within their own profession. Yet their own profession is just failed miserably in dealing with these chronic diseases.
Yeah.
These are the guys and gals that are actually doing something, and they're struggling because even these organizations have infighting. You know, it's like this faction wants this way, and it's like, man, if you realize what you are doing and you get your head out of your aspirin, you can actually make a difference and start, you know, converting these other docs because you're one of them.
I was wondering where you were going with the aspirin.
Yes.
Like,
try. I think in broadcast radio, I got to. I don't know if I Super Don, can I say the other word? I always try to not, but.
Well, I've always told you that you can, but you're such a wuss, you know, that you just have to, you know, ask.
I'm not a wuss.
Really?
Listen, I got some hemp CBD here right on the air. That's not wussy.
Family friendly. Family friendly.
If you say it's bass backwards.
Okay, yeah.
Then that, you know, they know what you're saying, but you haven't said.
Get your head out of your bass. I don't know. I'm
just
a fisherman.
Exactly.
That could work. Well, it's great to get the gang together. Super Don's back in the frozen studios up there in Klamath today. We're in Las Vegas. It's sunny, but it's chilly.
46 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
With a light breeze, which means it's blowing about 50 miles an hour.
Man.
So your pool furniture is actually pool furniture because your furniture is in the pool.
Exactly. Don't go swimming today. If you do, get out. We'll warm you up with some silver shots here.
Is that what I thought it was, vodka?
No, I was going to tell you it was. That would be a surprise.
Yeah, we had a drink.
Hey, we'll be back with more powerful healing. What about kidneys? Can you donate them if you're an American? They might not accept them. I'll explain why after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey, wait a minute. On the show, right next to me, and maybe we can get some pictures up. Super Don, did you post the picture of JD and me?
I did.
So, yeah, literally your right-hand man, because I'm on the right side. Is that wrong, my right hand? Yeah. Which was awesome. It? God's in the middle. Who should be on your left then? Right. Well, so. What would that make me on the right? Is that Jesus Christ or Superstar? Because it was the Father, the Son. Which one was on the right of God?
Something hopefully spiritually.
Joe Pesci.
Pesci was there, right.
I got a wing, I got a leg.
Right.
I went to Catholic school, and you think I would know this kind of stuff. I did the Mass in Latin.
Yeah?
You know?
Wow.
That was a...
No Hebrew for you, huh?
No. There's no Christmas tree. You know, yeah. It just didn't seem like I was going to get a lot of...
I wasn't
going to get a lot of presents. You know? I mean, it's a lot easier to put up the menorah with the 7 candles and the tree with the decorations, but I looked at the payoff, and I didn't think that Judaism was the way to go as far as gifts under
the tree.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't get a lot under the menorah, unless it's in a check or cash.
Right, but you know, the 8 days of gifts, but they're really little chintzy things. They didn't add up. Well, Jerry Doyle is here with us. We're in Las Vegas. Of course, RobertScottBell.com, all the links are up, including to Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, EpicTimes.com, and follow us on Twitter. We've got it all going out there. The place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, a lot of irreverence, and get to appear with Jerry Doyle on his show from time to time. We have a good time talking health and healing and a little political mayhem as well. Next hour, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty is going to be joining us as well. So we'll hear from Nick Brannigan. He's the guy that put together the organic non-GMO Power to Heal is Yours t-shirts for the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we'll look forward to Nick. Yeah.
Campaign for Liberty, those are the guys out of... Is it the Arizona chapter? Or is it?
I don't know which chapter. Norm's like Party Central for them. It's the one Ron Paul set up.
Yeah, they're really active.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing some stuff. I mean, and Norm's he's a fireball, that guy. He's funny, he's intelligent, and, you know, Jonathan Emord wrote a lot of the bills, particularly for health and health freedom, for Ron Paul when he was in office there. and really put forward some things that I would go, yeah, you know, if they did that, I could go, yeah, I can get behind that. But it was all about restoring freedom. And, you know, it's a big, big issue in healthcare today with Obamacare, interestingly enough. And Superdome, we haven't talked about this off the air. Interesting. There are clauses in Obamacare, because this was all came out of the Heritage Foundation initially. You know, it wasn't like a Democratic bill, then Obama got tagged and then they didn't like it, right? Now, I'm opposed to mandating participation. Bottom line, I'm just a freedom guy. But if you're going to participate, if you want it, go ahead. But there's clauses in there that are non-discrimination clauses that say if a state, like I said, if you can go to an OBGYN for delivery of a child, and that state also allows midwives, then you can't discriminate against the midwives. And that's going to, when the medical profession realizes that there's a non-discrimination clause against it, they're going to be even more against it, because it means that if that thing survives, I'm not saying it would, that they're going to have to cover whatever's going on. If there's naturopathy in a state, they'd have to cover it. Again, I'm not into mandates, but I'm saying there's some clauses in there that could come back to bite those that they thought it would be good for, interestingly enough.
Well, today, yesterday, the window opened again on Obamacare 2.0, because the sign-ups began yesterday, so I was surfing around.
Could you navigate it?
Did it work? It was navigable.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
it is today. It is today.
Yeah.
Navigable. But what they don't have, and they should, mm-hmm. is they have the four different plans. You know, they got the bronze,
right.
the gold, the silver, the gold, and the platinum.
Right.
And then you put in da 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 da. But they should have that all right next to each other, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can
see it right there.
And the deductible is this, the premium is this, da da da. But you have to go back and you have to, like, apply for almost each individual plan. So if there was a way for people to be able to look at a broad spectrum and just say, well, okay. And a lot of people are premium shopping, and I don't think that's smart. They say, well, I got my health insurance for $286 a month. Yeah, but your deductible is $8 million.
What'd you get? Exactly.
No.
Did you cover a lot about the guy, the elite egghead guy that was purposefully deceiving, admitted that
Jonathan Gruber,
right,
from
Gruber
MIT,
thing? Right, yeah.
The evil spawn of Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Yes,
him.
He admitted that they had to monkey with this stuff so you wouldn't know what was going on, and it was part of the plan. That's all. Yeah. That's how they did it.
The stupidity of the voters,
mm-hmm.
and he said it had to be written in a tortured language. But you know, here's for people who think that people read these bills, they're 1,000 pages long. They don't.
Yeah.
It's like when I first started as an actor and I got a script, I read the first page, the second page, all the way through to the last page. I read my lines, your lines. I read what the notes were from the writers, this, the size, and blah, blah, blah. But then as you get further along, like in the fifth season of Babylon 5, I would just go through and just say, where's my lines?
Okay.
I mean, I didn't bother to read yours on the other side of the scene I was in with you.
Right.
Because I knew when you stopped talking, it was time for you to start
turn.
Talking.
Okay.
So my interest level in the entire script waned.
Yeah.
And that's how congressmen.
Right.
And senators read bills,
mm-hmm.
because the lobbyist says, page 756 through 758, make sure that this carve-out for us is in there. So
that's it.
They
that's
look through the bill, and they go, 755, 758, great bill,
right.
and they sign off it. They don't read it. They just make sure their stuff is in it.
Will it make a difference? We'll talk about the lame duck dynasty session of the Obama administration next hour as well. Stick around. Jerry Doyle is here for this hour, and we are in Las Vegas at Naturally Organic Healing Center. Come on down. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO. non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Look,
we have
the program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man.
He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man. We're learning. We got Jerry Doyle DNA on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I didn't
know Super Don was taking so much from your show. Dude.
He's stealing everywhere. It's unbelievable.
What are you talking
You'll hear
about?
From my bump. Either I'm stealing your bumper music or you're stealing my bumper music. But this a little bit. You listen to the show. It's vaguely familiar. I'm sitting here going, I should have done some show
Did
prep.
He was cutting his teeth on your show, maybe.
He suffered through my show.
He suffered through it.
There was no suffering. He finally paid his dues, and now he's with a real host on a real show.
It was a giant oasis of talk radio for me.
Nirvana.
Honestly, Super Don talks of you fondly. Says that was the only show I enjoyed, other than, of course, mine. But
of course.
Yes, but we talk about the independence. You know, we talk about your willingness to talk radio in theory was supposed to be pushing back against the man, right? In all areas, and it became the conformist corporate conglomeration that it is today.
I saw it in Hollywood, where vertical integration really stifled creativity.
Because
they say, oh, I have all these 5, 6, 7 touch points.
Yeah.
They're called different things.
Right.
You know, it's Discovery, it's A&E, it's DLC, it's this, it's that, it's the Walter. But it's all coming from the same monolithic tower.
Yeah.
So that ideology works its way down the tower and then goes to the touch points and then gets distributed, but it's all coming from the same place. And the same thing with talk radio. Vertical integration in talk radio and vertical integration in the media in a certain way has stifled objectivity.
Right, right.
And if you toe the corporate line, they'll play ball with you.
Right.
But if you push back against the corporate line, my radio show, I'm not in business to get Republicans elected or Democrats elected.
Right.
I'm in business to get them unelected.
Yeah.
If the mantra of the company is pro-Republican or pro-Democrat, and you're swimming against the tide, it's not that they're going to boot you, but they're certainly not going to polish the trophy.
They tolerated me for a while, but now we're out doing our own thing. And, of course, Epoch Times is another place I encourage all my listeners to go. Get some independent perspectives on the news and some irreverence. A story about the Thor's hammer.
Hammer.
Who can lift it, right?
Nobody, because it doesn't exist.
Well, did somebody forget to mention that in that story? I don't know, but funny stuff. But check it out, epictimes.com. You can hear podcasts as well, and great stuff. There's a story here about kidney health, interestingly enough. You know, for me, we do some things called moments of duh. For one is a story about, looks like increasing pollution is impacting your kidney health negatively. And I'm thinking, all right, what do your kidneys do? They filter out poison, toxins, right? Of course that's going to be the case. But then you have the secondary story, which is rather interesting. There's a whole, industry about replaceable organs, right? An organ donor. You know, you think it's a good thing if, you know, somebody gets in a car accident, they're injured, or, you know, all right, listen. This study says that most kidneys in the United States are not donatable.
Because they're so toxic.
They're so sick. They're so dysfunctional.
Really?
That even if you want to donate a kidney, the people are eating so much GMO food, you can't donate a functional kidney to somebody else, even if you want to.
Right.
I mean, how bad is it that the people are wearing out their organs and the people have the organs to give and they're worn out already? They can't even be donated.
I'm dying. I need a kidney. No, thank you.
Not yours.
Not you. No, no. You? No. No. Sorry. You know what? I'll just pass along here. I had this picture in my mind, Robert, of like all this organ donation stuff going crazy in the future. Like we had just bodies with zippers all over them. What do you need? You need a kidney? You need this? I got a kidney. Zip. Here you go.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, if you're dying for something other than, like, you know, just catastrophic organ failure.
Right.
They're your organs. Mm-hmm. Why can't you sell them?
Sure. Yeah. I think that's an independent libertarian concept. If they're yours, you want to sell them. I mean, we're allowed to abuse them and kill them.
Right,
by doing all the wrong things, and so if you want to help somebody out in that way and maybe make a little bit of it, not my choice to do so, but again, where's that freedom that they argue? On one hand, you can terminate a pregnancy, don't bother with that. That's freedom or privacy, but it's an interesting thing, though, that now even if you tried to sell your organ, it might not be sellable.
No, I have the ultimate answer for when life begins. I'm Irish Catholic adopted, so I'm a pro-life kind of guy, you know.
Yes.
And when people say to me, well, you know, medical advancement is now, you know, a viable child at 4 months or 5 months or whatever it is,
right,
can survive outside the womb.
Yeah.
I said, here's how you answer this whole thing. If all the spacecraft from all the major countries went to Mars and they found one amoeba or one paramecium, one cell, and that thing just fluttered, every headline in every newspaper around the world would have three words. What is it?
Life on Mars. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you define it? They'll define it as life on Mars.
Right.
But here we want to define it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was debating Brad Sherman when I was running for Congress, the incumbent Democrat who's still there, he said to me, so, you know, you're a Republican. I was then. And he goes, so what's your take on abortion? I go, I'm glad my mother didn't have one. and he's like, what? I go, no, really. I really am. I was glad I was given the choice to have the choice about choice,
yeah,
you know, which is a personal thing. It should be your decision, but it's like totally threw him. I go, next question.
Jerry, you think you're not healthy, but your mind is so fast. It's scary fast.
I'm hoping that they cut it open one day and say there was something to this guy other than the toxic wasteland known as his body.
Well, we're doing our level best to keep you clean or get you cleaner. You know
just
that.
Just did my shot. I'm going to give you the keys to the Tahoe. I'm going to walk home.
You're ready.
I feel so good right now. You can take the car. I'll just walk home.
Jerry Doyle going to walk through a wall of Ebola because he's got his silver now. Nick Brannigan, my good friend, joins us now from, I don't know. You made GMO organic T-shirts that said the power to heal is yours. That makes you a lifetime member of the Robert Scott Bell Show, right?
Take it.
Yeah. But I appreciate you helping us put this out on here. We're at Naturally Organic Healing Center. We're going to lecture after the show today. I was talking about GMOs. You've been studying on this issue as well. When I talk about kidney health, I'm not just making something up that sounds bad. I mean, the science is there showing that there's some devastating interaction with these foods that are not food.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is people take that Seralini study and they try to take it apart and debunk it.
The rat study. You got to tell everybody what that is.
The rat study with the big ugly tumors of the rats that were fed the GMO and the Roundup. But I found studies years before that when they fed the rats with the GMO corn versus the non-GMO corn showing adrenal failure, kidney problems, heart problems.
Right.
So this is not new information. And just we're clear, what Jerry did was sovereign silver, not Patron silver.
I didn't know there is a silver.
Confused.
That's why it tastes different.
In Las Vegas, there is a Patron Silver, right?
There is, and there's a Patron Exo, which is chocolate-flavored, too.
I'm so naive. I'm hopelessly naive. I was hoping Jerry would take me out to show me the town, but I would never recover, I'm sure.
I was in bed last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. He's not going out late enough. I was done.
But when you're healthy, I'm not going to give out my personal. Hypothetically, I may have drank 8 to 10 Heinekens last night. But
hypothetically.
But I was still up at 8 in the morning. I felt good. I had my green juice and green smoothie already prepared.
Yeah.
So hypothetical hangover.
That's the thing. There is no hangover. The organics and all the good stuff. Off the toxins.
I'm looking at the toxic Jerry Doyle and the clean Jerry Doyle. Both the heads, I can see the shine on them.
Before and after.
The before and after. See where we're going?
Right.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All bald white guys look alike. It's common knowledge out here.
Give us a lollipop. We'll have our own TV series. Who loves you, baby? A couple of Telly Savalas.
We go to the non-GMO Kojak coming up.
But I got to say, I do feel humble being here with two radio professionals because I just sit in front of my computer and I ramble for an hour once a week, usually with no preparation. So I'm watching, for people that don't see this, I'm watching Robert take notes. He has this sheet with times on it.
I am so not prepared for today because I thought, Jerry's here. What do I got to do? We're just going to hang out and chat.
He'll
it's gonna
do
be fine.
Show prep.
Right, exactly.
He was out to dinner last night. Had a filet, by the way. He ate beef.
Oh, no.
Yeah. At the naturally, what is the restaurant? Go Raw Cafe. Raw?
Oh.
Raw beef.
Raw beef. Yeah,
it was awesome.
Raw beef.
It was still alive. Unbelievable.
They call that carpaccio.
Carpaccio, huh? All right. So the fancy names of things here. So, yeah, we got experience at all. But my argument for everybody is to clean it up. There's no point. If we argue about everybody should be this way or that way, because we know, vegetarians, and then there's the paleos, and there are those that are going off the deep end, and all they're doing is just swimming inside of cows all the time, which to me is not also healthy. But the idea is, whatever you do, just freaking clean it up. Make sure it's not toxic poison, then you can start making some leaps in your health, right?
I look at the people at Whole Foods, not so much here, but in L.A., they look like some of the sickest, weakest people. And they're all around all that good stuff at Whole Foods. Like, you'd see them trying to stock the shelves, and I'm like, can I help you put that up a little higher there? Because they're like,
What do they eat in there? Are you in the Whole Foods in L.A.? It's just the L.A. thing, maybe.
It might be an L.A. thing.
Well, I see that you're talking about the workers.
So, yeah, they're like,
I've noticed
they're
that.
They're like pale, goth, weak. Unhappy.
I've even seen, been seeing peep cashiers where they're all looks like they probably could, get on the treadmill and fix themselves
exactly.
up. So.
But they're all about, I eat this, I don't eat GMO, and it is, and I blah, blah, blah. But they have all these things they do, and I'm just like,
what are they?
Yeah.
I go, I'm a toxic waste dump, and I look healthier than you.
And the trick about Whole Foods is not necessarily a health store. It's more of a specialty store. So you can get the vegan, non-GMO food that's still been ultra-processed and packaged, and your body's not really going to like that, even though it's free from toxins, which
right.
Good start.
Yeah.
So there's really a difference between, you got the vegans that eat the vegan cookies that are GMO and pesticide, or the vegans that eat more of the raw whole food side that we would see at Girl Raw Cafe. So I know a lot of people that shop at Whole Foods that are necessarily not healthy. Still better than shopping at the Kroger's or the Smith's. It's a step in the right direction.
Well, I posted something on Epic, I think it was about a week ago or two, about 25 common items that are cheaper at Whole Foods than they are at, like, Smith's or Ralph's or whatever. And then one of the knocks against Whole Foods, unfortunately, is that it's just way too expensive for most people to shop there. But there was a lot of product there, that people...
They actually found that were less expensive?
25.
I think that's for the people that think it's more expensive. I think it can be, but I think they may not necessarily know how to shop for healthy food. Because if you're getting Doritos versus the organic version of those, yeah, they're always going to be another $2, $3, $4 more expensive.
Yeah, but like olive oil was like $3 cheaper at Whole Foods than it was at like a grocery store, and it was good olive oil. And then they had like on nuts and on popcorn, and I mean just a whole range of things. I mean, if you're going to buy that $175 polished apple that's like right in the middle of the store,
right,
with the perfect lighting, you know, and the whole scene was directed by Hans
Zimmer, apple.
Yeah, you're gonna pay a lot of money for it, but there's a lot of things you can get there that are good for you that
Nick,
aren't as overpriced.
I want to ask Nick, you're in Vegas, you guys are both in Vegas. What do you do to get organic food at reasonable prices for those that want to do that? Is there like a cooperative that people can come together and do it?
Yeah, well, one of my sponsors is Vegas Valley Organics. So they bring in the certified organic food, vegetables and produce directly from California. They work with three different farms. And when you buy it in bulk like that, it's per item, it's going to be a lot cheaper than at a Whole Foods or even comparable to the conventional counterparts.
Sure.
So that's really what I'm pushing, is get that directly from the farm, supporting local business owners, and it's a lot cheaper than Whole Foods or even Trader Joe's.
Cool. Well, come on down to Naturally Organic Healing Center. We're live and happening. Jerry Doyle, is this your bumper music too?
Charleston and Buffalo.
Charleston, Buffalo. Thank you. Yes. Is this your bumper music?
This is some more of my
Super Don
Hilford,
the Jerry Doyle show on the Robert Scott Bell show. He's here when he's not here. That's right, Jerry Doyle. He's here
without show prep. I feel so naked.
Loving it. Having a good time. We'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
Dr. Shelley Johnson.
Robert Scott Bell show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people. People need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, linking up to Epic Times. We are also now joined by an old friend here in Vegas, Dr. Michelle Johnson. Shelley, we met at a naturopathic convention years ago here.
Yes, we did.
And you're doing great work bringing the power to heal back to the people, just like I like to do.
Doing the best I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring that microphone a little closer to you there. And you also know about this Jerry Doyle character?
I do. I've listened to him for years.
Why would a naturopathic doctor listen to a guy like Jerry Doyle?
Because that's only one of the shoes I wear.
Yeah.
I'm quite politically astute,
yeah.
Quite aggravated the situation on the planet, and he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
I whip up the angry mob.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking on the status quo.
You brought your pitchfork with you?
Well, I would say so. I carry it with me pretty much everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
The more people get angry, if they say, "Wow, you're just wasting your time being angry." No, you know, angry it serves as a certain motivator where you just say, "I'm going to do it for myself and mine. I'm going to make
exactly.
I like this space right here where we are. This is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can mess with it. And if anybody tries to, we're going to keep them out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, this is our space.
Yeah.
From now until noon, and then from noon until two, when you do this is our space. Don't mess with it. Yeah, but we're from the government. We think that stay out. And I think that's kind of like what people have to do with their lives.
Is it
that
is.
You have to say, this is my turf,
right?
And I know you're coming here to help me with the
or
best
not.
Of it, or not with the best
yeah.
of intentions,
right.
or supposedly with the best of intentions. But my job is to keep you at bay and minimize the damage that you're going to do to me under the guise of helping me.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? I'm from the government and I'm here to help, and you turn and run the other way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But in a certain way.
Or stake your claim and stay not here.
And become your own leader. Like everybody's waiting for the cavalry to ride
right.
to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. No, they ain't coming.
They're not coming.
No.
And if they are riding, they're riding in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and if they do show up accidentally, you don't want them there.
No.
They're not
going to
help.
But I think people turning their back on, quote, leaders or political messiahs or mm-hmm. whoever's going to solve your problems is actually a positive thing for people that are going to start to become their own leaders. They
it's
trust
crucial.
Themselves.
Yes.
And
yeah.
those are the foundational fixes that work their way to the top rather than the top supposedly trickling down to the foundation.
Right, and that's really where the education has to take place. Is relative to what we've all assumed is authoritarian and leadership, et cetera, because,
right.
you know, you have to be your own Gandhi or your own, you know, you're the savior you've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Now, we're in a little health food store, humble little business, independent shop. I look at this place, and I see people getting well. This is where I got well. You know, in my life of recovery, I went to places like this, and I got the things that made a difference for me.
Right.
The government didn't approve. In fact, the government openly tried to suppress my access to the information of what these things could do. I had to dig deep to find it.
You bet.
And so I know we'd like to say, hey, freedom of speech is there, but if you're in the health and healing realm and you're not doing the big pharma thing, the brand, it's really not free. There's right. not that level of freedom. And then people don't, if they've not been in this realm or had cancer and found a way, well, maybe outside of the tradition, you don't realize how restricted and how against the law you're treated for doing the things we do.
It's a travesty. The gentleman that I'm having on my show tomorrow night is the owner of Maxim Nutraceuticals, and he was visited by a 27-person FBI SWAT team 2 years ago.
But was it an FDA raid?
It was an FDA raid carried out by the FDA or the FBI.
Right.
And they came in and they confiscated everything on his shelves, all his literature, all his TurboSonic.
Was he poisoning little children? What was happening?
He was making people well.
Mm-hmm. He actually acknowledged what he was doing.
Well, the thing is he was being very careful with his labeling, which mm-hmm. he already knew was going to be a problem, but
yeah.
he allowed testimonials on his website, and that's what they used against him.
Mm. Right.
Well, you know, if you're a big pharma, and I know you're about cures, and you're about cures, but as soon as you cure somebody, well, there goes that annuity.
Right.
Oh, of course.
You know, but if you can keep somebody sick, the money's in the medicine, not in the cure.
Absolutely.
So the more people you can scoop up in your supposed health net,
mm-hmm.
The more people you get on the pill of the month club, mm-hmm. The more money you're going to make down the road. We were talking about
absolutely.
On the show, Abilify.
Abilify, yeah.
Billion.
I was staggering. I didn't even know. I talked to an ACAM doctor yesterday at the conference, and he had seen patients that had been given a death sentence, literally from an oncologist, gave them 6, 8, 9 months to live. They would come to him. They would go back to that doctor a year later, cancer-free. And you think that that cancer doctor would say, what have you done?
What did you
no,
instead,
of course not.
Instead,
freak out and report them.
He reported the other doctor.
Yeah.
All of his patients that were supposed to be dead were alive. He reported the other doctor lost his license
yes.
for curing cancer.
Wow.
That's what we're dealing with. That kind of reality. I'm meeting these folks all the time. And
yeah.
if you don't know, you think you're making that stuff up.
Yeah.
Jerry Doyle.
Pleasure.
Pleasure to connect in Las Vegas. I may be back in 4 weeks if you're around. A4M.
I'll be here.
You'll be here. We'll do some more stuff. I don't know what.
We'll do Vegas.
Dr. Michelle Johnson, thank you for being here. Always good. We got a lecture coming up afterwards. Thank you, Nick Brannigan. Thank you, JC, Naturally Organic Healing Center. Jonathan Emord is going to join us next. And Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, right? Yeah. The power to heal is yours.
Yay.
We'll be back.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.